Ice Hockey Update. Your commentator is Paul Shuttleworth.
Takes it up and it's a goal from Szabo. He drives forward, leads to the left side, and the first goal of the night was a power play goal as it's fired home. Off the draw, Szabo goes up to the point. First time shot from Weaver. I think he took a deflection from Silverthorne. And the puck drops down in front. Peter Szabo passes it in front. The netminder was already down on the ice because of the previous attempt for the pass. So once it came, it was Silverthorne that picked it up and popped it into the top of an empty net with the netminder just lying on the ice. Drives forward, gives it to Quiney. He has a look, shoots, and finds the left-hand spot just between the netminder's blocker and the post. The puck finds its way into the net. Quiney, with confidence, waits, delays, lets the shot go, and that's the third goal of the night. Unanswered for the Telford Tigers. They've got an extra man out there. Guildford can't touch the puck. Goes in front. Crosscheck comes across from Savage and it ends up in the back of the net, I think from Sammy Zajac, which gives us a delayed penalty goal. Timed at 9 minutes and 55 seconds. Comes across, walks in, fakes it, carries it over, puts it to the back post and fired home by Szabo. Beautiful hands by Jonathan Weaver created that play. The pass came from Zajac to Weaver. Weaves his way through the player, like his namesake, puts it onto the back post. Peter Szabo finds it home. Kevtan onto the back post, give and go, and comes back to 34, puts it in the back of the net from David Longstaff. A power play goal for the Guildford Flame. Shot to the back post, Christofferson reaches for it and shoves it in the back of the net for the second goal for the Guildford Flames.
Ice Hockey Update. Your commentator is Paul Shuttleworth.